Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball's back. Stop into Chickies for a unique game day experience and root our team onto victory online, chickiesandpete's.com. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese, Spike Eskin on the show today. Opening day tomorrow. We'll be on with the midday show crew tomorrow at 1. Nice little crossover session before the first, leading off the season. It's going to be nice being back in the ballpark. You know, obviously the last time we were there was October. Mm-hmm. But
It doesn't feel that long. It was the last time we were all there.
It doesn't feel that long ago. Like, it feels like we were just there. It's me walking right back in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in baseball, it does have that long season. And when they play late into the season, like late October,
I know,
it gets us. You know what, though? The other part is it gets us back to the start of the season a lot faster.
A lot quicker. Because, you know, there's no free agent signing.
Right.
So that's all you have to look forward to is opening day. The outrage tomorrow, I'm already predicting it. They got rid of the out-of-town scoreboard, or the, you know, the old-fashioned kind of out-of-town scoreboard.
Where you change the letters, numbers manually.
Yeah, manually. Yeah. That's gone now. It's all electronic.
Everything's so digital.
Between Dollar Dog Night and the out-of-town scoreboard, Phillies are already in hot water. They better get off to a hot start.
I'm not going to even touch the Dollar Dog Night stuff.
Spike, are you heartbroken about the loss of Dollar Dog Night?
Yeah, I'm not the person you want to ask about.
I know.
The vegan of the show.
Yeah, I'll get in my animal rights thing.
Love that. Yeah,
yeah, it'll be very bad for the radio
show.
That'll
get some phone calls.
Yeah.
That'll get some phone calls. We'll get back to your phones after we get to a top 5 of 5 today with Francisco Rojas.
All right, so while there's no Phillies baseball today, it's still opening day. And I kind of wanted to keep the theme here of the baseball, you know, excited for baseball. So, I baseball movies, I feel like, are the best sports movies. Ooh. So I decided to come up with the top 5 scenes from baseball movies. So,
scenes?
Not just the top 5 baseball movies. You're going to scenes?
No, scenes, yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I'm very sure.
This is not, it's not going to work.
You're going to do a great job. Yeah. All right. Number five,
from the 1989 classic movie Major League, Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn comes in late into the game out of the bullpen.
I'm throwing every piece of junk I can think of at him, Skipper. I got enough left for one more hitter.
Nah, you pitched a hell of a game, man. Take a seat and we'll see if we can get this guy out for you. Give me Vaughn.
You want Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good job.
The best. Love Major League. Now, that's held up. I mean, that's still a big Halloween costume. Rick Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Major League still holds up today.
Yeah, Major League Vaughn. It's still great.
Great flick, but Francisco, my question is, do you have more than one? Are you allowed to have more than one scene from the same movie?
Because I mean, that's what I was thinking of, but I wanted to keep it one scene per movie.
So that's not even the best scene in that movie, though.
I disagree. I thought that I've only seen Major League once, to be fair.
It's a big one.
Come on.
A lot for Major League.
I knew this was fraudulent.
Look, I could have gone with just a bit outside. It was too short.
It's too short.
What about when they in the locker room where they have the cardboard stand up of the owner? And
it's a good one. It's good. I agree. It's a good one.
You know, it's called winning streak. I mean, they got that.
It's good. They're all good. I agree.
The batting practice. You know, it's just all right.
They're all good. But I'd go with the Wild Thing there. You know, there's many you could choose from there.
Oh, for one.
One for one. So. Number four, this is the only one I don't have sound of because I didn't really think it would make sense. Okay. But The Natural, when he hits the home run at the end, when he's got, you know, blood dripping down his jersey and he hits the big walk-off bomb. Yeah. Definitely a big moment.
So I've never seen The Natural.
What?
Nearby.
I know.
Even though it's on
my
list.
Oh, my God.
Even though it's on my list.
I've never seen The Natural, yeah.
Wait, did you get out of here. You can't be a baseball guy and not see The Natural.
Right, Francisco, did you say you haven't seen it?
It's on my list, but I haven't seen it. I know the scene.
Hold on. How the hell have you not seen it? And you're giving us the best scene.
Well, because I don't know the
great
scene.
I know it's great. You know.
What's the point in watching the movie now? I know how it ends. The
exactly.
Little home run. Yeah.
You guys are nuts, man. I swear.
Roy Hobbs?
Come on, Roy Hobbs, exactly.
Yeah, I know everything about it. I just got to see it next.
There's too many children working at the radio station right now.
Yeah, many people
there
do say that.
There are a lot of young people here.
Yeah. It's all right. You know, one day at a time. What's next?
Number three. Now, there could be many, many from Field of Dreams. But I felt like this one was appropriate just since baseball is back. This is when James Earl Jones, you know, Terrence Mann, walks up to... whatever his face is, Kevin Costner.
Nailed it, yeah.
Yes, there you go. And tells him why he should keep the yard at his house.
Yes.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
I might start tearing up right here, Chase.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's baseball.
I mean, listen, you get Darth Vader talking baseball, man. That is awesome.
It's an emotional moment, yeah. I think that's the 100% right call from Field of Dreams.
Well, anything with James Earl Jones speaking is the right call.
Although I will say the catch at the end, you know, now that walks around.
I mean, when you surround a great actor like James Earl Jones with Dennis Quaid and I mean not Dennis Quaid, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Same person. Kevin Costner or Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta is probably a better actor than Kevin Costner.
Ooh, I don't know.
Speaking of Kevin Costner, have you guys talked about Ike's favorite Kevin Costner movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, Jack doesn't know.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do know?
Yeah, it's Water with Snakes. Yeah.
Waterworld.
Oh, God.
Waterworld.
Yes, Waterworld.
Waterworld.
He loves Waterworld.
I do.
You're the one.
One of the best movies Kevin Costner's ever made.
Kevin Costner is of all the... actors that try to play athletes.
Yeah.
He's pretty believable as a baseball player.
It's the only athlete he's tried to play.
Yeah.
No, you don't remember he was a what do they call him, Spike? The bike riders. The guys that because he played in
the cyclist?
Yeah, he's a cyclist. He played in a movie as a cyclist, yes.
Oh, well, that's just
funny. 1980s movie. No, it's called American Flyer, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, but just riding. It's not.
What? Yeah, you're right. It's not. Well, hold on. Cyclist, you're trying to say that doesn't require any athleticism?
Not really.
I know the bike is doing the majority of the work, but it's not a motorbike. It's an actual bike where you have to pedal.
But everyone can ride a bike. You know,
can you ride a bike for how many miles is he riding? He's riding through the Himalayas and he's riding up mountains.
It's endurance, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you think you could do that?
Not right now, but give me a little bit, sure. Yeah.
Listen, I did the Eagles Autism Challenge. I rode 30 miles and I haven't been on a bike since. That was 6 years ago, dude.
I know.
Almost died doing that.
I'm smelling another Jack Fritz. We had the 8-minute mile challenge.
Yeah. Let's see you do the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Yeah, it's coming up, right?
Ran the 5K last year.
I'm talking about riding the bike.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to show you how hard that is.
How many miles is it?
The sales department's got to get Jack a bike, and then you got to ride the bike.
I am a little too top-heavy for bikes. That's my official statement on bikes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You do realize the players ride.
Yeah. Last year, them was killed AJ Brown.
Right.
Yeah. We also almost lost Howard a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So at least he got to hang out with his good buddy Steiny. So it all worked out. Well, what's next?
All right. Number two. Many could have come from the Sandlot as well.
Oh yeah.
But this is my favorite. This is definitely my favorite. This is when the two rival teams, I guess, the good guys versus the bad guys, they meet up in the wherever they met up.
Oh, and this God. Happens. Just play
it's easy
the clip.
When you play with a bunch of rejects and fat kids, Rodriguez.
Shut your mouth, Phillips.
Would you say crap face? I said you shouldn't even be allowed to touch a baseball. Except for Rodriguez, you're all an insult to the game. Come on! We'll take you on right here, right now. Come on. Yeah, right now. We plan a real diamond, Porter. You ain't good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot. Moron. Scab eater. Butt sniffer. Puss licker. Fart smeller. You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek.
You mix your weenies with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah.
You bob for apples in the toilet. And you like it.
You play ball like a girl.
What did you say?
You heard me.
Tomorrow, noon, at our field. Get the buffalo butt breath.
That sounds like Spike.
That sounds like Spike's first second fight. I love the Sandlot. You know, you could have gone Wendy Peppercorn. You know,
That wasn't too bad. That brought me back.
Because you watched it. That came out, what, 93?
Yeah,
I think?
Like early 90s for sure.
Yeah, so it's a young baseball. Yeah. It's a little different than college
athlete. But even just hearing that right now, though, it's still funny. I still remember, like, puss liquor and some of those things. Those are actually terms we used back then. I'm sure you did.
Back when you spent more time outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Bobbing for apples in the toilet.
Yeah, the dog with the whatever all over his mouth. Just a great movie. Spike, are you a Sandlot guy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, what's number one?
Can I set this up or should I just play?
I need to hear the setup.
Listen, it's a League of Their Own. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to play it.
Hey, Evelyn. Can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm. Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris! Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No, no.
No! No! And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
Oh, my God. One out of five ain't bad, especially when that's the one that you hit on.
Sandlot nailed. Sandlot nailed.
Nailed all of them. Relax.
No.
Come on. Also, nothing from Bull Durham. I was going to say Bull Durham
over League of Their Own.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Spike?
Yes.
Over a League of Their Own?
Yeah, I don't like League of Their Own. I think it's boring.
Interesting.
Oh, my
why?
Goodness.
Yeah.
It might
What's
be
that?
Great.
What'd you say?
Interesting. Why?
I didn't like the movie.
Oh, okay.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pin me.
Yeah.
You got called racist. You're trying to make me a sexist. And
well, Francisco, nothing for 42, by the way.
We may as well hit the trifecta. Yeah, I didn't even bring that up. Yeah,
42 is great. 42 is great.
Hold on. You go from doing the top five black athletes in this city from the last 20 years to never not even putting up Jackie Robinson's movie.
Even 42.
That's true. That's a great one. I agree. It's a great one.
Yeah, you couldn't even get an honorable mention.
But I saw it in theaters.
You did? I'm glad you saw it, yes.
You're doing well, buddy. Yep.
Still love A League of Their Own. Spike, don't disrespect A League of Their Own. It's arguably the greatest baseball movie ever.
I don't know who would argue that besides you.
Well, that's why it's arguably.
Yeah.
See, I'm still a Sandlotman, but
over A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
No way.
Is baseball movies the best sports movie genre?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I think it's the one sport that they can get as close to what looking like an athlete. I'm just saying. Hey, football guys, that never works out. And basketball is probably the worst.
Basketball's horrible.
Yes.
What's the best,
He Got Game.
Well, what's the best basketball movie?
Blue Chips or Above the Rim?
Blue Chips. Ooh. Also, Spy, you would consider Above the Rim basketball movie?
Yeah.
See, I'll go Coach Carter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Coach Carter. And Hoosiers is one of the worst. I couldn't
Hoosiers is so overrated.
It's awful. Awful movie. Spike, speaking of shooting, did you see the display that was put on yesterday at Villanova?
Oh, you're 8 out of 10?
Yeah. Did you see that?
All I'm saying is this. First of all, good job.
Thank you.
Losing.
Didn't embarrass the show.
Great job losing.
Hey, buddy. I went against a ringer.
He did go against a ringer. He did.
He's 43 from 43 from the free throw line yesterday, Spike.
Look, I want this team to win, not come close. This is a winning team in the afternoon here.
Right.
So,
it's a good point. Good point.
I would say this. I know we're a year away, but next year, I want to be matched up against you, Fritz.
Yeah. No, we brought this up yesterday. Because I know you do a basketball podcast. And
yep.
I know you know numbers and you know, like, free agent signings. But, like,
oh boy.
I'm very curious watching you play basketball.
He doesn't trust you.
I don't know if you can you dribble?
Sure, I can dribble. I've played plenty of basketball. I mean, I can't play anymore because of my hip and my back, but I can shoot.
Sounds like excuse making early. Okay.
I can shoot. Wait a minute. It sweats a lot. Don't.
What does sweats a lot have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, don't act like you're Mr. Athlete around here because 25 years ago you were wearing your Polkai varsity jacket or whatever.
I graduated a decade ago.
You are now a 30-man, which means you are a grown-up. You are not your high school thing or your failed college career anymore.
College career, too. Yep.
We are on even footing.
We are not on even footing. Mm. I'll break that other hip. Don't you worry about it, pal. You'll be my first fight. That's how we'll break the seal.
Remember, Mark used to always want to box Joe DeCamera.
I know. Whenever he thought, like, so DeCamera, all he wanted to do was play like a pickup basketball or maybe even horse. And Mark would always be like, no, let's box.
I'll box you.
Because I think he just wanted to fight DeCamera. I don't think it was to see athletic feats. I think he just wanted to try to fight him.
He just wanted to get a couple shots in.
Yeah. He also wanted to play me in basketball, which
he did.
Yeah.
He did not. He always thought he could take you as an athlete. He didn't respect your athletic ability.
Yeah, which is, ridiculous. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. I'm taking down Spike next year, for sure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.